Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is a battle of the crooners between Rudy Vallée and Bing Crosby. And I thank a faithful WBIX listener, Craig, for suggesting this topic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the same song, first by Rudy Vallée and then by Bing Crosby, and we can make some comparisons and decide who wins that particular round if we wish to do so. First, let me tell you a little bit about Rudy Vallée. He was born Hubert Pryor Vallée in Island Pond, Vermont, on July 28, 1901. He died on July 3, 1986. In 1917, he decided to enlist for World War I and lied about his age so that he could get in. He played drums in a high school band. As a teenager, also played clarinet and saxophone in various bands around New England. 1924 to 25, he played with Savoy Habana Band in the Savoy Hotel in London, where his fellow band members discouraged his attempts to become a vocalist. He returned to the United States and enrolled in Yale University with a major in philosophy. There he played with the Yale Collegians. And after he graduated, he formed his own band, Rudy Vallée and his Connecticut Yankees. Rudy comes from the influence that the saxophonist Rudy Widoft had on Rudy Vallée. Rudy Vallée became the most prominent and arguably, according to Wikipedia, the first of a new style of popular singer, the crooner. Previously, popular singers needed strong projecting voices to fit theaters in the days before the electric microphone. Crooners had soft voices that were well suited to the intimacy of the new medium of the radio. Vallée was perhaps the first example of the 20th century mass media pop star. Flappers mobbed him wherever he went. His live appearances were usually sold out. And even if his singing could hardly be heard in those venues not yet equipped with the new electronic microphones, his screaming female fans went home happy if they had caught sight of his lips through the opening of the emblematic megaphone he often sang through. Vallée's recording career began in 1928 for Columbia Records, the cheap labels of Columbia, Harmony, Velvet Tone, Diva. And then he signed for Victor in February of 1929 and stayed with them until 1931. Well, let's get started with the music. As I said, I'm going to play first a recording of a tune as done by Rudy Vallée, and then the same tune done by Bing Crosby. And the first tune that I want to play is Making Whoopee. It is a composition by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Of course, Eddie Cantor has a very nice version of this tune from the Broadway show. The recording of Rudy Vallée dates from January 10, 1929. Rudy Vallée is on clarinet, alto sax and vocal. He's a director. Question mark, Don Moore on trumpet. Question mark, Hal Matthews on trombone. Joe Miller, tenor sax. Manny Lowy and Jules de Vorzon on violin. Cliff Burwell, piano. Charles Peterson, banjo. Harry Patton, brass bass. And Ray Toland on drums. The recording by Bing Crosby is with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. It's December 22nd, 1928. We have Charles Margulies, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Manny Klein on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, and Bill Rank and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Rube Crozier, Roy Meyer, Irving Friedman, Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnick, Mario Perry violin, Roy Bargi, Lenny Hayton piano, Min Lee Brook brass bass, Mike Trafficante string bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, George Marsh on drums. It's an arrangement by Ferdy Groffet. The vocal is by Crosby. He's also in the background, the sweet trio of Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Skin Young. I have always been surprised about the assignment of Manny Klein as the cornetist in a brief solo towards the end of the recording. There were three other trumpet players there: Charles Margulies, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder. It's not clear to me why Manny Klein was specifically hired for that particular session. But that's what all discographies tell. I think we discussed this in the forum several years ago. I don't remember if we reached any conclusions. Anyway, here is then Making Whoopee. First, Rudy Vallée, 1929, then Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman, 1928.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really kidding that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Thank you. another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only 5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You better keep her, you'll find it cheaper than making whoopee.
I hear that march from Lohengrin. I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, they're not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee.
For making whoopee, picture a little love nest down where the roses gleam. Picture the same sweet love nest, think what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
For making whoopee.
I love that song. I like very much the fact that Rudy Vallee has the complete lyrics. The white man version does not, but Bing Crosby is fantastic, of course. And he's introduced by a trio of oboes. Okay, let's continue with the music. Next is a sort of a forgettable tune. It was recorded by Rudy Vallee on September 9, 1932, and I'm afraid I don't have discographical information here. The tune is Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Bed, and then the same tune recorded by Bing Crosby on October 28, 1932 with a studio orchestra. Again, I don't have specific names of musicians here. So let's listen then to Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Bed, Rudy Vallée, 1932, Bing Crosby, also 1932.
Smith looks stunning. Did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress? What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Just one of those things, he'd had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap far over. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over.
Please go away and let me sleep.
No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Whisper nighty-night and so to bed. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. My good friend Herman or Dodo Hopfeld, who's given us Sing Something Simple, Yuba, and As Time Goes By, played this little melody for me several months ago. I pleaded with him not to put it into a show, but to give it to us to use as our signing off signature. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed.
Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones's new dress? Now, what did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Well, I guess it was just one of those things. Brownie had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for Rover. We ought to feel real proud and mighty glad the darn thing's over. No more company to feed.
no more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, you darling. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
The next song that I want to play is one that I like a lot, If I Had You, composed by James Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. First, I will have the recording by Rudy Vallée. It's from January 10, 1929, and the composition of the band is exactly the same as the one I gave for Making Whoopee by Rudy Vallée. If I Had You was recorded by Bing Crosby with Sam Lennon on January 25, 1929, and we have, according to Rust, Sam Lennon director, probably Phil Napoleon and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Andy Sanella clarinet alto sax, Merle Johnston clarinet tenor sax, Arthur Schott piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Jimmy Mullen brass bass, Stan King drums, and Bing Crosby on vocal. So let's listen then to this very nice song, If I Had You. First Rudy Vallée, then Bing Crosby, both 1929.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail a mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Thank you. I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
The ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Did you notice the very nice trumpet obbligato behind Bing Crosby's vocal? And also, did you notice that at the end of the lyrics, Bing Crosby, instead of saying, "If I had you," he says, "If I had you." Let's continue with the music. Now, let me go to 1932. It's a tune titled "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?" composed by Jay Gorney and Yip Harburg. This is a very famous tune. Somehow, it doesn't do much for me. I'm afraid I don't have discographical information about these two recordings. All I know is that the two recordings were made 2 days apart. Rudy Vallée on October 27, 1932, and Bing Crosby on October 25th, 1932. So, here is Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Rudy Vallée, Bing Crosby, 1932.
Rudy Vallée again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
To tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Ordinarily, I like the Bing Crosby versions much more than the Rudy Valley versions. However, in the case of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, I think I'll give the round to Rudy Valley. Okay, let's continue with the music, and let's go now to St. Louis Blues. Rudy Valley recorded that tune, famous W.C. Handy Blues, on February 19, 1930. The band consists of probably Del Stagers and Harry Shilkret on trumpet, Chuck Campbell, trombone, Rudy Valley, Sammy Finesmith, Joe Miller on reeds, Manny Lowy, Jules Devorzon on violin, Cliff Burwell on piano, Charles Peterson guitar, Harry Payton on string bass or brass bass, and Ray Toland on the drums. I will follow that with the recording of Bing Crosby with Duke Ellington from February 11, 1932. This is take B. And Ellington's band consists of Arthur Wetzel, Freddie Jenkins, Goody Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Juan Tisol on valve trombone, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, Barney Bigar, Reeds, Fred Guy banjo, Wellman Broad string bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. Bing does a tremendous scatting in this recording. So here is St. Louis Blues, first Rudy Valley, 1930, then Bing with Duke Ellington, 1932.
That evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'cause my baby, she's done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, feeling tomorrow just like I feel today, I'll pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis man with a diamond ring, oh Lord, pulls that gal around by her apron string. If it wasn't for powder and her store-bought hair, Lord knows that gal of mine, she would not win so far from ya. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue, Lord, as I can be. And that woman's got a heart like a rock has in the sea. Or else she would not went so far from me. I said a black-headed woman make a freight train jump a track. I said a black-headed woman make a freight train jump a track. But a brown-haired gal make a preacher ball the jack. I said a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave the town. I said a blonde-headed woman make a good man leave the town. But a red-headed woman make a boy slap his papa down. I said a blonde-headed woman make a farmer leave the farm. I said a blonde-headed woman make a farmer leave the farm. But the red-headed woman is a woman who does the harm.
And if I'm feeling tomorrow anywhere like I feel today. Should I be feeling tomorrow anywhere like I feel today? I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway, and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring pulls that man around by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't have gone so far. From here, I got the St. Louis blue. I'm just as blue as I can be. Oh, and I got the St. Louis blue. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast down deep in the sea. And I love my baby till the day I die.
Okay, let's wind up the program with the one of my favorite tunes in the whole world, that's Cole Porter's Let's Do It. First, the Rudy Vallée version of December 12, 1928, with Del Steggers or Harry Shilkret on trumpet, Rudy Vallée, Sammy Finesmith, Joe Miller on reeds, Manny Lowy and Jules de Vozon on violin, Cliff Burwell piano, Charles Peterson guitar, Murray Patton string bass or brass bass, Ray Toland on drums. We'll continue that with the version by Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra of January 26, 1929. Leo McConville, Fuzzy Ferrer, and Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Glenn Miller trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet alto sax, Arnold Brillhart clarinet alto sax, Herbert Spencer tenor sax, there is one violin, Arthur Schall is on piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Hank Stern brass bass, and Stan King on drums. Of course, the vocal is by Bing. So let's listen then to Cole Porter's great composition, Let's Do It. First Rudy Vallée, 1928, then Bing with the Dorsey Brothers, 1929.
Chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland little laps do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain the best upper sets do it, Lithuanians and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns, folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, those Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Sponges they say do it, oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shad do it? Waiter, bring me shad roe. In shallow shoals, English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Ladybugs do it when a gentleman calls. Moths in your rugs do it. What's the use of mothballs? Locusts in trees do it. Bees do it. Even overeducated, please do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Sweet nightingales in the dark do it. Little larks out for a lark do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Old geese and ducks with their quacks do it. Even those with canvas backs do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. And old sea date, barnyard fowl do it. When a chanticleer cries, old high hat owls do it. And they're supposed to be wise. The longest worms on the walks do it. Even little cuckoos in the clocks do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
I like the Rudy Vallee's version of Let's Do It, because he has all the lyrics. He goes on and on and on. This guy's do it. Let's do it. But of course, the version by Bing Crosby is much superior because of the great accompaniment from Dorsey's orchestra and behind Bing's vocal, the great Eddie Lang. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Biggs is alive.